I said that earlier on that we have started engaging some of them, and I can tell you in confidence that the engagement has been good. One or two companies that we had the meeting with has been good, but the long and short of the matter is that these issues or concerns that they raise, which are very challenging to the operations, are things that are not permanent. Are not going to be permanent. These are things that we are going through in the shortest possible time, and we are so sure that we'll bounce back big, and the whole economy will change, and therefore will also affect business. So we are sure, we have given them assurance, I mean, in that area, and also tried as much as possible to address some of their immediate challenges, as in the area of competition. One or two of them also raise issues about competition, and the local competitors, and doing other things that will not inure to the benefit of the customer in the long term. They think that some of the local competitors are overdoing the work, they are going beyond how they're supposed to operate. And so we have tried to also address those issues. And with regards to the currency issues, that's also another thing that is not permanent and came up during the discussions. And we also tried as much as possible to address it in a way that will make them comfortable to accept the fact that these are not issues that will be permanent. And so we believe that within the shortest possible time, we'll be able to address. And as of now, as I'm talking to you now, you can see traces of the economy bouncing back. The World Bank gave us a thumbs up that we have started doing well. I mean, things have started becoming better in the country. And we believe that it will be better in the times to come, in the days to come. So it's a matter of just having comfort, having patience with us, and also be feeling comfortable that these issues are not going to be permanent issues, except those that are generic, that we may not be able to do anything about it in the shortest possible time. But the ones that we can address, we were able to address. But let me also say this, that government is so concerned about this, and that's the fact. We are so concerned about not only in the area of job creation, but also, I mean, it's also not good for us as a country when a big country like Ghana, I mean, doing so well in other spheres of the economy. Now you see giant, big multinational companies advertising their intentions to exit the country. It is not too good for us. So we are doing everything possible to address these issues and see what we can do to stop that menace that's about happening. Honorable